Hank, I'm confused. Help me understand this. Job growth is very weak, but yet the unemployment rate drops. What do we make of these trends?
It is confusing, but here's the answer, Nicole. The job gain was very disappointing. Only 49,000. You know, the economy is clearly stalling out, and it needs the big stimulus program the president has proposed. You know, we had been expecting gains in retail and hospitality and leisure in January, and instead they lost almost 100,000 jobs.
Ouch.
Yeah, and there were job losses almost every single sector. But the drop in the unemployment rate, that's really a sign of weakness, not strength, because it was the result of a big drop in the labor force. And people just stopped looking for work that isn't available, Nicole.
Oh, no.
No. You know, and at the end of January, there's almost 10 million fewer jobs than there was last year. We've only regained less than half of them. Every single major sector is down. So if you think about, you know, 10 million job loss, 40% of it, or 4 million, is in leisure and hospitality. But we're down 1.3 million in education and state government. We're down 500,000 in manufacturing. You know, they're all down.
Mm. You were telling me about the oddity of the rebound that reflected in January's data.
Yeah, the limited rebound there was.
Yeah.
It's just a very unusual cycle because this is the first service sector recession we ever had, Nicole. So what we see is that bifurcation, and it's fully evident in January as consumer-facing industries did terrible, while those that have employees with the luxury of working from home did better. So you see traumatic job losses in retail, leisure, hospitality, service sector, but yet information, finance, and business and professional services continue to hire.
I see. And that has big implications for Florida, doesn't it?
Yeah, it sure does. And that's because of the nature of our economy. We're heavily concentrated here in Central Florida and in Florida more generally in those consumer-facing businesses. And it's really showing up again in the data for new claims for unemployment.
I'm sort of hung up on this. It's disturbing that so many people have stopped looking for work because of the lack of jobs.
Yeah, it is disturbing. You know, over the last 12 months, the participation rate fell from 63% to 61%, but that's 4 million people who gave up even looking for work. And the other really troubling thing to me is the duration of joblessness is increasing. You know, and people who have been out of work for 27 weeks or longer, that jumped from about 1 million last year to 4 million this year.
Whoa. That sounds like kind of a shocking number, but why exactly does that concern you so much?
Well, because history tells us that when somebody is unemployed for 27 weeks or longer, their skills deteriorate, job requirements change, and they have an extremely hard time ever finding work. So this points to the need not only for a big support program and a big stimulus program, but for retraining and apprenticeship programs. You know, the rebound in the economy that we expect this summer, it's going to leave too many of these people behind, especially here in Florida.
Why especially here in Florida, and I presume here in Central Florida as well?
Yeah. Again, you know, it goes back to the nature of our economy with its service sector concentration in consumer-facing businesses and this very unusual business cycle. I do believe we're going to have a big rebound in aggregate economic activity beginning this summer as vaccination rates rise. And yes, many people will benefit, but too many are going to get left behind unless we address this skills gap that is becoming ever more obvious in this bifurcated recovery, Nicole.
Thank you very much for your analysis, Hank.
Thank you, Nicole.